Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. And this is a look at the blue moon of 2013. Very interesting and wonderful to explore more deeply into this energy, into what's happening. And so I'm going to start by talking a little bit about the sacred numbers of the moon, 12 and 13. I've talked about this in other audios, and just a quick reminder here that many people feel that the sacred number of the moon is 13. And there is a cycle of the moon that does connect with 13. So if we picked a star, say we picked the star Antares, the heart of the scorpion, every year, and it doesn't even matter how you would pick the years, the moon would pass that star 13 times. So if you used it from solstice to solstice, from say December solstice to December solstice, or from January 1st to January 1st, the moon would pass Antares 13 times because it only takes 27.3 days for the moon to come back to a starting point, and the closest whole number divided into 365 days is 13. Now the moon, full moons are 29 and a half days, and the closest whole number is 12. However, every so often, there will be 13 full moons in a year. Now, you can calculate that from the calendar year, January 1st to December 31st. The last time that happened was in 2012. The next time that happens will be 2015, 2018, 2020. It's about every 3 years when sometimes it's about 2.5 years. But what happens is that it actually creates two full moons in a month. In 2012, we had two full moons in August, August 2nd and August 31st. The first full moon was in Aquarius and the second one was in Pisces. It's not really connected to the lunar or solar cycle. It's based on the Gregorian calendar, which is an arbitrary start date of January 1st. So it's not connected to anything astronomical. Now, when we calculate from the December solstice to December solstice, we're starting with the solar cycle and one complete solar cycle from one solstice to the next. So every so often there will be 13 full moons in a year. 2013 happens to be one of them. And in the years where there are 13 full moons from December solstice to December solstice, there are four full moons in a season, and that can happen in any season. It alternates seasons usually. And what's happening in 2013 is that there are four full moons in the season between the summer solstice or the June solstice and the autumnal equinox or the September equinox. It's opposite seasons in the southern hemisphere, so just being conscious and aware of that for people who are south of the equator. But it's from the June solstice to the September equinox. This year, 2013, there was a full moon, June 23rd, and there'll be another July 22nd, August 19th, and September 19th. Now, when you have four full moons in a season, it will also feature two full moons in the same sign. And so what's happening is on full moon in July 22nd, the first full moon in Aquarius, 0 Aquarius 06. And then on August 21st, there will be another full moon at 28 Aquarius 11. This is very significant to have two full moons in a sign. And it has to do with the lunar cycle. When there's a full moon that happens around 0 degrees of a sign, the second full moon will happen at the late degrees of that sign, and it's actually emphasizing and energizing the Aquarian energies. And it's very interesting timing for this to be happening as we have the grand sextile or the star tetrahedrons called the Star of David, the sacred geometry that's happening at the end of July. So this full moon is happening right before it. Then we also have the powerful Grand Water Trine, lots of written material and also additional audios on all of this in the Celestial Timings that is happening. And this Grand Water Trine is really lasting for a very long time. And if we think about the Aquarius full moon, it's a coming to fullness of the cosmic visionary. And in fact, has sometimes been associated with being a vision quest moon. In the early days of shamanic astrology, it was the Aquarius full moon where there would be events held at Mount Shasta, time for doing vision quests, visioning, connecting to the cosmic vision, being a cosmic visionary, stepping back, stepping out of life, out of the intensity and the craziness of everything that's going on, and allowing yourself to be in a visionary space, to connect to the big picture, to see the cosmic overview, to see how it's unfolding, and that somehow, even though it doesn't always feel that way, it is unfolding as it should, as it's intended to unfold. So we have two opportunities for this, framing the Grand Water Trine and the Star of David, the Star Tetrahedron, happening on July 29th, with the first full moon starting on July 22nd, and taking advantage of this time to work with this. Now, something else to just know is that this is part of a pattern of how the moon cycles work. So this is, again, why it's connected to the lunar cycle, and far more interesting as an understanding of the blue moon than just having two full moons in a month. Okay, so I researched this and I looked it up, and in 2002 was the last time we had two full moons in Aquarius, on July 24th and August 22nd. The July 24th Aquarius full moon was around 0 degrees Aquarius, and the August 22nd full moon was around 29 Aquarius. The one we're having now is at 0 and 28 Aquarius, one that's happening in 2013, July 22nd and August 21st. Then it'll happen again in 2020 to have these full moons, one Aquarius on July 24th, it'll be 29 Aquarius on August 22nd in 2021. In 2032, July 22nd, again, a zero Aquarius full moon. And then August 21st, 2032, will be a 28 Aquarius full moon. 2040, again, July 24th, zero Aquarius full moon. And 2040, August 22nd, will be a 29 Aquarius full moon, 29 almost. 2953, so it's very, very tail end of Aquarius at that time. So the pattern from 2002 to 2013 is 11 years, and then from 2013 to 2021 is 8 years, and then from 2021 to 2032 is 11 years, and from 2032 to 2040 is 8 years. So there's this 11, 8, 11, 8, 11, 8 pattern. So every 11 to 8 years. And that happens with all of them. I just picked Aquarius because that's the one that's happening now. You could pick other ones. Actually, there's other patterns that you could follow, but they're not always as precise. For some reason, it's the Aquarius one that's happening in this precise pattern right now. So some of the other ones are happening close to. So for example, there's the one in Virgo in 2000. In 2008, 8 years later, it's in Scorpio. And then in 2019, 11 years later, it's back in Libra. It's in Libra. So it's kind of going all around. It's not actually staying in such a precise pattern. So it doesn't always, in 2038, will be in Libra as well. 2019 and 2038, they'll be in Libra. So they don't always completely, totally follow this pattern, but we just happen to have the Aquarius full moon, the two full moons in Aquarius with the four full moons in a season, and it's always from the June solstice to the September equinox that we can have those two full moons in Aquarius. So it's a remarkable time. 2013, we will have 13 full moons from the December solstice to the December solstice. And we do have the two full moons in Aquarius. So definitely worth tuning into, paying attention to, taking time to vision and tune in during these two full moons, connecting in as a cosmic visionary. What is the revolutionary, evolutionary energy that is available to us now, and how can we connect to that and then help bring that revolutionary light energy for the purpose of accelerating the evolution through our visionary connection and awareness to this consciousness, to this energy that's coming onto the planet. So, yeah, just really a truly amazing time to be visioning and to be connecting to the feeling and vision of universal love for everyone.